We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Restaurants in Southern California all across the country have had a brutal 3 months, forced to close down the in-house dining as the coronavirus was spreading. They've taken tremendous losses, and then even after the reopening of parts of the economy, restaurants had to operate under different restrictions.
And then, just a few days into that reopening, protests over the death of George Floyd broke out across the country, and curfews were issued for most major cities. Here in L.A. County, those curfews have touched off a lot of frustrations for small business owners. Kim Prince is the owner-operator of Hotville Chicken in the Baldwin Hills, Crenshaw neighborhood. Kim, first of all, the name, I'm already getting hungry. Hotville Chicken, it sounds good. So tell us about some of the issues you have, because you were all raring to go, I'm gathering, and then you have to put the brakes on because of the curfew.
Yeah, well, thanks for giving me a call and thinking of me. Hotville Chicken has been here since December of 2019, so we just opened a few short months ago. And we were in the planning stages of getting ready to do reopening of the outdoor patio and the dining room area. But we are trying our best to brave the storm that we're currently facing. Curfews are new for me. I didn't witness these things before when I was in Nashville, Tennessee. But right now, I can say business has been great because people are out supporting. Yesterday was Blackout Tuesday, and there was a huge show of support for Black-owned businesses due to, you know, some LA Times articles and some other like an online publication called Inc.com. They published all these different Black businesses in the Southern LA area, South LA, and in Echo Park and in Glendale and other places that I didn't even know we had Black-owned businesses in, which is wonderful and great exposure. But in light of the curfew, it's just been really tough having to fluctuate your hours, and everybody's just rocking and reeling from that storm.
Yeah, so what has it been like? People try and get there during the day, obviously, before 6 p.m., or I guess tonight You get a little more leeway by 9 p.m., but to go from closures and only doing takeout, and I'm sure that was a huge hit, and then mm-hmm. to be so hopeful that you were going to be able to open. And it was the weekend when all this got going over this last week, and that was the first weekend for the dining back in the restaurants.
That's correct. You're so right. The announcement went out on Friday, and in the protests, started in various cities on Thursday and Friday. And, you know, for Los Angeles alone, while we're seeing a lot of unrest and people protesting and some peaceful marches as well, right here in my own pocket, here in Council District 8, it's been relatively quiet. The show support again has been great, and the word on the street isn't we're not going to tear up our own neighborhood. What happened in 1992 is very real and fresh in a lot of minds. Those who lived here, I wasn't a resident at the time, but everybody remembers the Rodney King riots and of 1992, and the Crenshaw district where I am now doing business, it's still not 100% return to what its former glory was, because there's a lot of empty buildings that never reopened because of that. So those who remember the 92 riots, we're not going to relive that again. And so in support of Black businesses again and getting ready to reopen, it's I'm grateful for everybody that's been coming and supporting my business and all the other colleagues of mine that are in the food industry. it's great that they are able to see this show of support, but this is the type of support we've always needed, and we've needed this support every day.
You know, we probably shouldn't do this, but go ahead and tell people some of the stuff that's on your menu and where they could find your store and what phone number they need to call if they want to do takeout from you. Go ahead, Kim.
You got it. Well, Hotville Chicken is located at 4070 Marlton Avenue, right in the heart of the Crenshaw District. We're at the Baldwin Hills Crenshaw Mall, just on the Marlton entrance. And we're open from 11 to 7 p.m. because of coronavirus. Those are our hours. Typically, we'd be open to 9 p.m., but 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. And you can also order on Postmates.com exclusively within a 10-mile radius of where we're located. On our menu is authentic Nashville hot chicken. And if you don't know what Nashville hot chicken is, here's the story. My great-great Uncle Thornton and his brothers and my great-grandfather, Boyd Prince, is one of them. They opened up a barbecue hot chicken shack in Nashville, Tennessee. They had a lot of women and weren't so faithful. My mistress got back at him by putting cayenne pepper all over his fried chicken, but he liked it. And thus, Nashville hot chicken was born. My family is awarded and recognized as the original Nashville Hot Chicken Shack. And so in Nashville, Tennessee, there's Prince's Hot Chicken run by my Aunt Andre Prince and her daughters. Her father is back there. And I came here in 2013 and started Hotville Chicken in 2016. So we've got a nice footprint and a nice long legacy that we're trying to live out.
We got that history, yeah.
Kim, you are going to be very successful.
Thank you very much. But I'm proud to represent my own African-American community and my heritage. My ancestors had started something right in the middle of the Great Depression. If they had the heart to do that, surely we can ride the storm out. You know, the injustices and the systems that are kind of stacked against us. The odds aren't always in the favor of African-American people, but I think if we all rally together, we'll be able to ride this out and we can see justice done. We don't have to see lives taken unjustly anymore if everybody communicates. And, you know, there's some hatred out there. There's some ills in the minds of some really troubled individuals out there. And this has been oppression that has been a part of the United States history. We can go all the way back and fix it. We can't undo what's already been done, but we can plan for the future and go forward.
So how hopeful are you despite everything that's happening right now, looking ahead?
I'm very optimistic. I mean, there's a lot of loss out there, but you know, I feel for the businesses that, you know, are experiencing having to clean up. And you know, yes, insurance should cover it, and we're thankful for having that. And there's volunteers and people who are gathering together, and I love to see how people respond when things have been done wrong. I like how people respond to the cleanups and stuff. But as the protests and the rallies gather and people are wanting their voice to be heard, I'm optimistic about how justice will be served because they just made an announcement today of the other officers that were involved in the George Floyd killing. They are going to be I don't know if they were charged or arrested or what the case may be as of today, but to know that those other officers that were involved are going to be able to stand before a court or something is good. That's a step in the right direction. Does it bring back a life? No. But I think everybody who's out there in the streets, we've got their attention. We've got the attention of the leaders who can make decisions. We've influenced their decision. And I think that we, as a human people, if we're human, we need to regard life. We need to respect life. We need to respect property.
Very well said. And you, of course, are open for business.
Yes, absolutely.
With your chicken. And I may have done you a disservice because I mentioned the chicken, but what kind of side dishes do you have?
Yeah, we have mac and smoke and cheese. Ooh. We got an authentic baked mac cheese, the signature dish. We've got a barbecue baked bean trio, seasoned fries, corn on the cob.
Oh, wow.
Homemade potato salad, kale slaw, and waffles on the weekend. We've got a great southern fruit tea. That's something that you can't find on any other menu but mine. it's great. And if you really want to hanker and challenge yourself, come on in and just try some Nashville Hot Chicken.
Very good. Well
Kim
said.
Kim Prince.
Thank you.
Hotville Chicken, Baldwin Hills, Crenshaw. Kim, thanks so much.
You got it. Thanks, guys.